I am so emotional, and I don't know why I'm emotional.
Oh.
Our half Labrador, half retriever, he loves getting into the reservoir near our house, and he has finally swam.
Oh my God!
He took the plunge. He's swimming.
That is so cute.
Our boy is growing up, so he is. Oh.
With or without armbands.
They'd be leg bands for a dog, wouldn't they?
I saw a video yesterday.
Paw bands.
Something around a doggy's neck. So they rest their head on it.
Good.
Yes.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I need to get one of them.
Very cute.
Because I was watching the video that was sent and I'm a little bit like, oh, a bit nervous now. Don't be going too far. Get him a little dinghy for his neck. That's gas. Donald, survey says, what do you have for us this morning?
Today, 30% of adults say they've done this before bedtime. What is it? There's a 30% now. Just under
low
a third.
Enough.
Low enough, yeah.
Done this before bedtime. Is it check under the bed and in the wardrobe for the boogeyman?
Oh, yeah.
Just double checking, you know.
Would you still do that now? Who knows?
If I'm on my own in the house.
Yeah.
And I won't put my leg outside of the covers either. That's weird.
You've said that, yeah.
Do you guys know Roisin and Ruddy?
Why is that name familiar?
She's on TikTok and Instagram. I adore her. I think she's the funniest person I follow.
She's funny,
She went on her reels the other day and she was like, God, the amount of Monster everyone's drinking these days. When we get older and have our kids, the kids will be like, ah, Mom and Dad, there's a Monster in my bed. And they'll be shouting back, what flavor?
Very good. Yes, I know her. Yeah, she's brilliant.
Monster in the bed now.
But I don't get your thing of that you can't put a foot, like I had to have a foot out to keep it cool,
and you're I had to keep both feet out.
I usually do that. At least one, but two.
I feel like I get claustrophobic or something. I feel entrapped when I have my feet under it.
Imagine people wearing socks to bed. I don't know how they do it.
Wild. I wear a t-shirt to bed though.
Course you wear something. He wears nothing to bed. He told us that
completely nothing.
Just
everything hanging
just
out.
Easier.
Is it easier though?
It's just more comfortable for me.
Is it?
Because I feel I get too hot in like a t-shirt or something.
Underwear.
And would you not even have a pair of jocks on? Like,
no, because that'd be
for a bit of decency.
Why do I need decency on my own bed on my own?
Yeah,
if I'm not on my own, then you don't need them anyway.
Okay, so is it 30% of adults take off their underwear before
bed? It is not, in fact, the answer.
Okay, well, it's worth a guess. 087-1102-107. This morning survey says 30% of adults say they've done this before bedtime. What is it? Send us a text. We'll get to some of your answers in just a bit. Donal, what do you have for us this morning?
Today I'm asking 30% of adults say they've done this before bedtime.
Okay.
What is it?
Good morning, Sonia. It would help now if I actually turned the button on. That would allow Sonia to speak, wouldn't it, everybody?
Is it 30% of people go to bed and then a few minutes later get back up to eat?
So they go to bed, don't they, and they get back up to eat.
Change their mind, I think they're hungry, that'll help them sleep, yeah. Good guess, it's not the answer though, I'm afraid.
Okay, Sonia, thanks for reaching out. Hi, Elaine.
Morning, guys. With 30% of people maybe listen to something like a meditation app before they go to bed or when they're in bed before they go to sleep.
Meditation app, don't
I? That works for a lot of people. Yeah, I've tried that. Doesn't help me.
No. The Calm app or anything like that, no?
Yeah, all the sounds and the dum.
Yeah, the healing sounds.
Doesn't work?
No, not for me anyway. It works for a lot of people.
I have a woman called Jodie Whiteley is her name and she does this 20-minute like sleep hypnosis and I would love it so much.
It works
a charm. So
gorgeous.
I'm at the waterfall. I hear the water. The wind is blowing. I love it.
That's lovely. It's really good for you. Do you ever go to sound bath? A sound bath?
No, what's that?
So, loads of people go into this kind of this lovely healing space and everyone lies down and you close your eyes, you might have a blanket and then there's like Tibetan bowls and different kinds of...
Okay.
I don't want to say instruments, but it's just like bowls and
they run the ring around them and they've got...
So it's all vibrations and the healing sounds. Yeah.
Wow.
And like, I fell asleep because it's just so relaxing the last time I was that one.
I'm going to get the details of these off you. That's a bit of me now. So I'm just going to... Okay. 30% of adults say they've done this before bedtime. Don't know what you have for us this morning.
30% of adults say they've done this before bedtime. What is it?
So far, nobody's got it right. Let's go to soup.
Morning, guys. By any chance, it's not roll a fat one before bed.
Good God.
Huh? No.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't have a clue. Roll a fat one.
It was painting.
What? I don't have a notion.
Could you explain what that means to me, please?
Like a sausage roll before bed.
A little sausage roll before bed.
That comes under the snack category.
Put me now into a coma.
Or just roll yourself up in the blankets.
Yeah. Soup, is that it? The sausage roll? Donal? Is that the answer?
It's not the answer, no. Okay. The answer is 30% of adults say they've checked the next day's weather before they go to bed. That's especially when it's like this hot. You go, oh no, is it going to be like this tomorrow as well?
I checked that last night, so I did. Yes, I didn't see the rain on it.
It's very adult-like, isn't it?
We get very mature. Yes.
Oh my god, we are old.
Breakfast rolls.
Okay, you're gonna sing it. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit.
You gotta rhyme it. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Wow. Okay.
Have you learned the words yet, Margie?
You know I haven't. Maybe I will. Maybe when I'm listening in next week, I'll be like, okay, I got to learn the words in case I get called back. If I've done a good enough job. Time for a game of Rhyme It. Okay, we're going to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You will have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. We have Amy on the phone. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Come here. You're in the middle of studying, I believe.
I am.
Go on, tell us.
Always in the middle of.
Are you?
I'm always in the middle of studying. Yeah. No, exactly. I said my mom said she's running out of space on the wall, so I have to stop soon.
Not a bad complaint at all.
Is it? Yeah, no, it's psychology, so it's a long road. I've done 7-8 years already, and I'm just in my doctorate now, so I've 3 years to go.
Wow. Is that how long it takes to be a psychologist?
Well, it's different. It's different for everyone. But I suppose like you'd have to do your undergrad, then you have to get experience, then you have to. Well, you don't have to, but it's good to do a master's and then you apply for your doctorate. So yeah, it's quite a long road, but we'll get there. good determination.
Good determination is right.
Yeah,
Una, do you have that commitment?
Excuse me. How long have I been here? I have that commitment.
Sorry,
yeah.
You do. Amy, do you recognise this song by any chance? You know, it'd actually help if I pressed the button. Do you recognise that?
Yeah.
Go on.
Sing it for us. Go on.
It makes older for the love of a traveling soldier. Yeah, ear gas.
Yeah.
If my friends are listening to this now, they'll probably never listen to Irene.
I don't understand. What's the whole point?
That's kind of. I say since I was, 21, every time I'm on a night out, it like ends with that song.
Okay.
And we went on a holiday to Portugal and I had terms and conditions that they were like, you're only coming if you stay away from the microphone.
You go up to the DJ or the band and ask for the microphone and sing along.
Exactly.
You're my worst nightmare.
I know, exactly.
You are my worst. When someone comes up to me and
Someone else's dream.
Exactly.
Someone's nightmare is someone else's dream. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt, exactly. Amy.
I love that song. Me and you should go out some night. I'll sing it with you.
Exactly.
Oh, love the song 100%. All you guys want, but don't be going up to the DJ at the end of the night looking for the microphone. Okay, let's just nip that part in the bud. Amy, okay, we're going to give you 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. And like we said, we're going to give you a word and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. Una?
Here we go. So, Amy, your word is block. B-L-O-C-K.
Okay.
Three, two, one, and away we go.
It's rude to not do this before you enter someone's room.
Knock.
A brand of lightweight clog style leisure shoe.
Croc.
You can make a gravy pitcher adding more what?
Oh, pass.
Hard confectionery in the form of a sugar stick.
Of candy floss.
A bowl shaped frying pan used typically in Chinese cooking.
A wok.
If someone sneaks up on you, it might give you a
shock.
Another name for a dress?
A frock.
That one, last one was out of time, but
aww.
You got it right though.
You have to get the answer in on time or is the question has to be completed?
Oh no, that it's just you got to answer the question.
They're very pedantic here about them rules, Marty.
Yeah, I
thought it would be the question now. I think we're going to have to revisit those.
Yeah.
Amy, you got four. I have to say, the game is called Rhyme It, and my favourite answer there was hard confectionery in the form of a sugar stick. You said candy. You said candy floss.
It was rough.
You guys need a wall of fame or something for all.
Yeah.
I do prefer candy floss over a sticker rock.
A sticker rock, yeah. Like, who even likes
it's
a sticker
Friday
rock?
It's Friday morning and I haven't even had coffee yet, okay?
You've actually sang on the radio across the country before you've had a coffee. Isn't that wild, Amy?
Well, you go again. Go on, Twitter.
No, so God, no.
Amy, go on.
I leave that to you and Dona Luna.
Oh, you're a beautiful singer.
Amy, I have to say, you have been an absolute pleasure to have on the radio this morning. Thank you so much. Okay?
Thanks, Amy.
Bye, Amy.
Keep singing, girl. Keep singing, girl. Are you on my
this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Time for Get It Off Your Chest, so it is.
So this is from Siobhan. She says, hi guys, I need to get this off my chest. I'm after coming back from a city break with two of my besties, and honestly, I don't think I can ever face another one with them again. None of them brought anything practical with them. They were using all my toiletries, moisturizer, toothpaste, deodorant. I mean, come on, these are 25-year-old women. The reason they didn't bring anything is that they knew I would. Why do I have to be the responsible one all the time? I was the one who figured out the travel, the tube, the shops, etc. I organised the itinerary, I booked the restaurants. Then the two had the cheek to complain either about the food or the price of the food. They took too long getting ready and didn't bring any sensible shoes that they could walk for long periods in. It was like being away with toddlers. Also, all they cared about was getting attention off fellas. We're supposed to be going away to Berlin in August and I'm seriously thinking of cancelling. I am so angry. What should I do? Ooh. Siobhan.
What's your initial reaction to that one?
God, yeah, I feel really bad for Siobhan, but I'm kind of like one of her besties. I don't bring, it's not that I don't mean to bring stuff, but I forget to bring things. I forget, and then I'm there and the girls are always like, oh, for God's sake. I went to London one time. I had hurt my ankles, my Achilles were really sore from skipping barefoot.
I mean, as you do, casually in London, skipping through London.
No, this is before I went to London. So I had sore ankles going, Achilles, anyway. And I brought flip-flops because I was like, oh, they're flat shoes. They'll be fine in London, you know, flip-flops. Flip-flops broke. And so I put them together with toothpaste. So I was going around London with that. And then I forgot.
Is that like a life hack? Is that a thing? Or did you just decide that this would work?
I just decided that it would work.
Yeah. And did it?
For a while.
That's not bad. Yeah. Okay.
And then I forgot like underwear and deodorant and everything. And the girls are like, you're just a disaster. So I understand why Siobhan would be annoyed by this, but maybe they didn't mean it. Maybe they genuinely forgot, because there are a lot of people like that.
And it's not like there's any shops they can go to buy the stuff, is there?
But I suppose if they're in the room and they're getting ready, they're going to be like, I mean, when we were in Liverpool, I had to knock on Donald's door for toothpaste.
Fair?
Yeah.
Did Donald give it to you?
He did.
Yeah, you're this guy.
I was kind of like, oh, you should remember that, really.
Can I make one comment on this? I feel like all they care about is getting attention off fellas was a real dig. Like, it's kind of irrelevant to the rest of it, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's like, and on top of it all they cared about was male attention. It's like,
but if they're going for a girly holiday,
it
shouldn't be that, like, getting attention off fellas shouldn't be, you should be there to be laughing with your friends and having the crack.
But if they wanted to just get the shift off somebody while
that is
away,
true.
You know,
I mean, the shift is a shift.
So because you're already annoyed at them for robbing your stuff, you're kind of like, oh, well, I wanted to sit down and have a good time here and you guys are off chatting to boys.
But yeah.
I don't know. I think that she's a bit of a complainer here.
Controversial.
No, she is a little bit. It's not like they robbed like money off her or anything. It was a couple of bits here and there.
The complaining though, after she organized everything. See, I'm a passenger princess on these holidays as well, because I don't have a clue. I just follow where I'm told to go.
But you wouldn't complain if it went wrong?
Not at all, no. I've laid either end.
I can't picture you doing that at all, yeah. This is a really interesting one. I have absolutely no idea what to say.
She's your spirit animal a little bit, because I think that was you wanting to speak to fellas while you wanted my toothpaste in Liverpool, so...
What? Wanted to speak to fellas? And who being the fella? You?
No, when we were out and stuff, you know, just...
No, I'm just hygienic and I wanted to brush my teeth and I forgot my toothpaste.
And then your
toothpaste, by the way, was strange as well.
Oh also. My God, you borrow it because you didn't have your own and then you complain about it.
But it was black toothpaste.
Oh, it's charcoal toothpaste.
Oh, it was charcoal. I didn't understand.
Dono just caught you with something there. He said, you borrowed it and now you're complaining about it.
Yeah.
You just did exactly what you said. Yeah, you
didn't complain back then. I'm only complaining now since he's given out to me.
087-1102-107. Have you ever been in a situation before where you've just done absolutely everything for everybody and they've just been ungrateful?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, help Siobhan out. What do you think Siobhan should do? Get it off your chest right now and we're trying to help out Siobhan.
So Siobhan went on a trip, on a city break with two of her besties, and she's kind of raging because none of them brought anything practical with them. They used all her toiletries, her moisturiser, her toothpaste, deodorant. They're 25. She said the reason they didn't bring anything is because they knew that I would. She figured out the travel, the tube, she organised the itinerary, and then the two had the cheek to complain about either the food or the price of the food. They took too long getting ready, they didn't bring any sensible shoes, and then they just wanted to get attention from fellas. So she's supposed to be going away to Berlin in August with them, and she's like, I'm seriously thinking of cancelling. So we need to help Siobhan out here.
Yeah, let's go to Jenna. Hi, Jenna.
Good morning, iRadio team. Poor Siobhan. I'm a wee bit of more of a passenger princess, but I do remember my own stuff. I think that's very annoying. So I think she should go on her trip to Berlin, but I think she should forget to bring everything so that they do have to go out and buy it. And if they ask you to buy it, just say, well, you know, I provided everything on the other trip, so I think you should go out and buy everything that we need for our stay in our hotel room for getting ready and stuff like that. Jenna Dundalk, thank you, bye.
I love it. We love a little bit of passive aggressiveness here on the show, don't we?
Yeah, I couldn't do that though, just in case they wouldn't buy it, and I'd be at the end up having to walk to the shop
and buy it
for
them
and buy it for everyone.
Do you think it could get to that level where if you didn't bring it to give it to them that you'd end up going to buy it for all yous?
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, this is what you do, this is your role on the trips that they've established on the last one.
That's Donald, you have really made a good point there. I wonder, has Siobhan in previous incidents done this?
Established herself as the man.
Because I went through a phase of where, like, you know, I'd happily get the friend a drink or whatever here or there. And then it got to a point now where it was like, they expect it.
So this is kind of,
there's one friend in particular, I won't say his name. So then all of a sudden we're having this kind of standoff. We're just sitting just in waiting, the bar at the table. Nobody's ordered anything and we're just like waiting.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you don't want to be the one to say, well, it's your round.
You don't want to, no, you can't bring that up. So I wonder, is there a point in that, Donald, that she's done this before, so they're kind of like, oh, well, Siobhan will do it.
It shouldn't be like that, though.
No, it shouldn't be. You're right. But it could be.
Sean and Nay says, Siobhan needs to chill out. She has little to be complaining about.
Firm and concise. That's
you mummy then, Siobhan. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so keep them coming in. Yeah. We need to help Siobhan out. Should she not go to Berlin with these girls in August? I don't know.
That message is wow. 087-1102-107. Get involved on Get It Off Your Chest this morning. In the middle of Get It Off Your Chest, we are trying to help out our listener, Siobhan, who's reached out to basically tell us that her friends are sponges.
Yeah, so, hi guys, I need to get this off my chest. I'm after coming back from a city break with two of my besties, and honestly, I don't think I can ever face another one with them again. None of them brought anything practical with them. They were using all my toiletries, my moisturizer, toothpaste, deodorant. I mean, come on, these are 25-year-old women. The reason they didn't bring anything is that they knew I would. Why do I have to be the responsible one all the time? I was the one who figured out the travel, the tube, the stops. I organised the itinerary, booked the restaurants. Then the two had the cheek to complain about either the food or the price of the food, and they took too long getting ready and didn't bring any sensible shoes that they could walk for long. Sorry, I'm just very guilty of that.
It's a bit nitpicky.
Yeah, it was like being away with toddlers. Also, all they cared about was getting the attention off fellas. But like, there's nothing like a shift out fodden.
Yeah, a shift out foreign. Dead right, Una.
Yeah, so.
And own it.
We're supposed to be going away to Berlin in August and I'm thinking of cancelling. I'm so angry. What should I do, Siobhan? Sorry for laughing, Siobhan. Okay. I know you are frustrated.
Let's go to Louise. Louise, what do you reckon?
I think that, yes, it's frustrating what Gemma's going through, but I don't think it should ruin the trip, because at the end of the day, when they look back at the memories, they're not going to remember that, oh, she didn't share a deodorant with me. She's going to remember the good times I had on her holidays, and like, she should just go on the holiday and enjoy it. I get it's frustrating. I've been at both ends, sometimes I'm planning, sometimes I forget. And that's what your friend of four. It's the same as going on a night out. Oh, I forgot my perfume, can I have a bit of yours?
I'm kind of with Louise on it. It's not a big deal, really. Like, you're going to remember the memories. You're not going to remember that stuff.
No, nonsense. I think Siobhan will definitely remember this from the sounds of this email. Oh my God, 100%.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hi. She should send them a list of the items they need to bring and say, just a friendly reminder in case you all forget again, because I'm not sharing with your asses. Michelle and Neil. Bye-bye.
I'm not sharing with your asses. I love it. Over to Lynn. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, yeah, that's really annoying, except I'm the one that goes away and forgets everything. Fair. Maybe she could buy, you know, you get the little plastic clear bottles and pennies, and she can put some of her toiletries, soap, shampoo, etc. in those, and bring just like basic makeup set that she knows she's going to wear instead of huge palettes and everything. Capsule wardrobe, and then let everyone look after themselves. As for chasing the boys, you could get in with it or mention it to them. But you should go on your holiday and enjoy.
Yeah, what do you make of that part? Chasing the boys, get in with it, or just say it to them. Or just, you don't have to chase the boys either. You just sip on your drink, no?
Can't beat them, join them. I still think the other two would get their grubby mitts on her stuff, even if she brings like the little small mini-sized travel things. They'll still use them.
I understand the logic behind that, Lynn, but I do think Una's right. I think that no matter what, they'll still find a way to wiggle their way into the teeny tiny toothpaste.
Yeah.
Good morning, Louise.
I think that, yes, it's frustrating what Gemma's going through, but I don't think it should ruin the trip, because at the end of the day, when they look back at the memories, they're not going to remember that, oh, she didn't share a deodorant with me. She's going to remember the good times I had on her holidays. And, like, she should just go on the holiday and enjoy it.
That was silly of me. We already gone to Louise. Thanks for telling me that one, Una.
She made a good point, though, to be fair.
She made such a good point that we had to play it twice. Yes. Yeah.
So keep them coming in, 087-112-107. Yeah. Oh, we need to help Siobhan here.
Yeah, we really, really do. We're in the middle of Get It Off Your Chest. We have a listener called Siobhan who is trying to figure out the best way to approach her friends who are stinge, is probably the best way of putting it.
Well, I don't know if they're stinge. She's just back from a city break with them, and she's annoyed because they didn't bring anything practical with them, and they took her moisturiser and deodorant and stuff. They didn't bring any sensible shoes. Siobhan felt like she was the one. She figured out all the travel, how to use the tube. She organised the itinerary. She organised the restaurants, and then they were complaining about the food in the restaurants or the price of the food in the restaurants. She said they took too long getting ready, and then they just wanted attention from fellas, is what she was saying. And they're all supposed to be going away to Berlin in August, and Siobhan is like, I'm so angry, I'm thinking of cancelling.
Okay. I just want to put out a little confession there really quickly before we get to some of the listeners. I keep my deodorant in what I call like my office / studio. I just keep all my everything there, my aftershave, my hair wax, my deodorant. My other half keeps her deodorant in the bathroom where we shower, and she keeps it in like a little tray, and I love the smell of it. I love it so much. So sometimes when I get out of the shower, instead of like waiting until later to get my own deodorant, I will take hers. I will.
That's okay.
Is it though?
That is all right. Yeah, that's okay. I think that's something that you can confess to her.
He does. I know he does. And like, she's never said it to me, ever. It's never been brought up.
She likes, she smells
Maybe she doesn't even realize that deodorant. No.
No,
and I do think women's deodorant smells better than men's. So anyway.
She's probably using your razor, so it's all good. Or your toothbrush, so fair.
Good morning, Liz.
First of all, shouldn't cancel her Berlin breakaway because of her friends being thoughtless. But maybe she should, I'm sure they have a WhatsApp group, she should pop a little message into the group saying, let's get a kitty together for all the essentials so that nobody forgets anything. Or else fire a list into the group and ask who's going to bring what.
What do you think of that now, Una?
Yeah, my friends do that to me as well. They're like, okay, so passport, blah, 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 everything else, so that, you know, I have a list to tick off. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, I like that one, Liz. Thanks so much for getting in touch. Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, what do you think she should do?
Morning, iRadio. Happy Friday. Cash machine day. Woohoo!
Cash machine day.
So I have been on in her boots where I brought stuff and it's being used by everybody else. So the next holiday that I had booked with them, I sent them a checklist for packing and said, oh, if you forget to bring anything, you can buy it when you get over there. Kind of made my statement before I left. The other one then, I went actually on another holiday with them, and what I did was I didn't bring anything of my own either, and went to the local convenience store, so supermarket or pharmacy, and picked up the bits I needed when I was there with them.
Good idea.
And then they bought their bits. So there's a couple of options. Send them a packing list, buy your stuff with them over there, so then they buy their own bits. or just tell them, let them take your stuff. You've got three options. But don't cancel your holiday to Berlin in August. Go on your holiday. We all deserve a holiday. Sandra and Leash.
Good woman, Sandra. Yeah. Sandra just dishing out all the advice there. Three options. One of the option that's where, like, just let them take your stuff, that they already are taking it. But I think Sandra's hit the nail on the head. Just don't bring anything. Just buy it over there. It's cheaper over there anyway. Everywhere. Like, I'm working in Mallorca on Monday, and you best believe I'm not bringing anything with me because it's so much cheaper over there.
I love
the minis, the whole lot. Yeah. You just go to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. The Hyper Dino. The good old Hyper Dino.
What's a Hyper Dino?
The Hyper Dino is like a Spanish supermarket. The Hyper Dino. No?
I've never been to a Hyper Dino.
No. It's literally like a little picture of a dinosaur. It's cute. And everything's so cheap. So it's like, if I buy a can of deodorant over here for 5-6 euro, I could just get it for 2 or 3 euro over there. So
can,
like,
I put in an order?
I'm
just going to peruse the Hyper Dino website and I'll let you know.
have a Google there and see if Hyper Dino comes up.
Amazing.
087-1102-107. Let us know what you think Siobhan should do. Let's wrap this get it off your chest thing up now, because the opinions, again, similar to yesterday, have shocked me in how balanced they've been.
Yeah. So Siobhan is raging because she's just back from a holiday with her two pals. And basically, she brought everything and they didn't bring anything. They were using all her stuff and she organised the itinerary. They did nothing and she's just sick of it. And they're supposed to be going away to Berlin in August. And she's like, I'm thinking of cancelling because they're just ungrateful.
Okay. Stacey, what do you reckon?
It sounds like she is the mommy of the group. And everybody knows there's always a mommy in the group. And she's the mommy. But it does sound like she's a lot more mature than her friends. So either she acts like mommy or she doesn't go.
I'm sorry.
So you act like a mommy. You are the mommy. You own it. That's what she's saying there.
If you act like the mommy, you be the mommy and you own it. Yeah.
And I just have to say, thank God for the mammies of the groups going away. Thank God for them. They're amazing. They bring everything. They bring the medicine. They bring the snacks for afterwards. They bring water for the hydration.
They know what hotel room you're staying in.
Yeah.
Donald, do you have one of these mammies in the group?
I think I am then the mammy in our group.
You would be.
I don't go to them extremes, but I do them kind of things. I've always got the paracetamol and stuff.
Well, you're producer Donald. You put this show together. You hold it together with super glue. So I guess you probably do the same in your life. Yeah, well done.
Maybe, yeah.
Are you okay?
I didn't mean to, but now you say that, I might just...
Do you need to talk?
All right, Dad.
Yeah.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.